Radio 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
Baby, let me get it one more time before I gotta go. I got responsibilities I gotta take care of. That's when you wrap them legs around me and I fall victim to that lazy life.
You got that I don't wanna, that I don't wanna go nowhere.
That lazy life.
You got that I don't wanna, that I don't wanna do nothing.
You got that lazy love.
You got that I don't wanna, that I don't wanna do nothing.
That lazy life.
You got that I don't wanna,
ooh, yeah,
that I don't wanna do nothing.
Damn, baby, that was good. I'm gonna hit the shower, even though I'm about 2 hours late. But I can't help it, man. If they knew what I knew, they would understand. I'm watching last night off, time to boss up. When suddenly on my back I feel a soft touch. She right behind me, water's glistening off her body, looking at me like one more time. But baby, I gotta go. I got responsibilities I gotta take care of. That's when you wrap them legs.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to The Clog Dance on
WMFO
in
Medford.
It is 7:04 a.m. on Tuesday morning,
October 25th.
Just in case you lost track of the date.
I did.
It's pretty late into that October thing.
Yeah, when did that happen?
I don't know.
A couple of weeks ago.
Into no.
Maybe. Okay. Well, don't know.
Anyway, what song did we just hear?
We just heard the song Lazy Love by Neo, and that's off the album Red, R.E.D.
What does that remind you of?
Well, I like this song.
Mm-hmm.
And I was mainly thinking about the album.
Oh.
Because our theme this week is colors. It is, right?
Woo!
There was like a minute last night when I was making this playlist and I had a moment of doubt where I wasn't sure if that was what we decided.
Oh, no.
And then I was like, I'm going to do it anyway.
You could have also just like...
looked. I know.
Quick test.
I was like decently sure, but also...
just took a chance.
Yeah, I was like, I hope so. So anyway, that's off the album called Red, which is a color. Also is a fun song. Also feels relevant to my life every Tuesday morning. when we do this fun hour of ourselves, because I'm always in bed and I'm like, I'm so cozy. And then I leave my bed to where it's cold and dark. But then I see Emma's face and it brightens my morning. So it's fine. But this morning I was like really cozy and then I got cold.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's totally fine. Also though, I'm just going to keep going. You can stop me whenever.
Okay.
In the morning when we get up really early, even though it's cold, we see good colors in the sky.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. I have one that was going to go off of that later.
Okay, cool. I'll stop talking now.
Stay tuned. Also, what if one week we did a theme, like we each chose a theme and then didn't tell each other what it was?
I like that idea. I think that's funny. Can we do that next week?
Yeah. Great.
Okay, tune in next week, 7 to 8, Tuesday.
To see us battle over themes. Woo!
That's funny.
It's not a competition. It's just going to be like a fun little guessing game.
A friendly joust.
For just us.
A joust of tunes.
Woo! Okay, should I play a tune?
Yeah, please.
Speaking of those things.
Go for it.
Here we go.
That's the way every day goes. Every time we've no control. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Not my head, don't close my eyes. Halfway on a slow move. It's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land. So I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive. Won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me. Showed. Get short in love. Glory from above. Regardless, dear, it's all downhill from here. In the wake of a hurricane, dark skin of a summer shade, nose dive in the flood lines, tall tower, milk crate. The same way you showed me. Cannonball off the porch side. Older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me. You showed. If you could die and come back to life. Up for air from the swimming pool. You kneel down to the dry land. Kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive. And make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me. You're short in love. Glory from above. Regardless, dear, it's all downhill from here. Remember life, how I was, Mom Tree, Michael Jackson. Say what up to Mackie. The shoe.
was always wrong, you all in white.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to the clog dance.
We're dancing.
Not wearing clogs today. Sorry, everyone. They're in my home resting up.
They're in my heart always.
Oh, good one.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. What songs do we hear?
So the first one we heard was Pink and White by Frank Ocean, and that's on the album Blonde. So first of all,
three colors. Right.
So something that I noticed was that we had red for our first one and then pink and white, and we didn't even plan that, but those all go together. Wild.
Amazing.
So pink and white are colors, and yes, and the thing is, I chose it also for Blonde because of two reasons. One, the love of my life is Blonde, and that is Shishi, my dog.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Nice.
You got all excited. Like, oh my God.
I was like,
a love
I know who it's
going to
be.
And then also, I get so confused by the word blonde because I just feel like no one spells it the same. And
oh,
I just like
the E or the...
really don't understand whether there's an E at the end.
Doesn't
like,
he spell it multiple ways in like that one album?
I think maybe even yes. So I'm just like constantly confused. So if anyone would like to enlighten me at any point in my life that you see me, please do, because I don't know how to spell it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like the album, when you put it like in iTunes, it has an E on the end, but like the actual album like cover has no E.
That's kind of awesome.
I am impressed and yeah, don't know.
By that. I am anyway. Okay, so that's why I chose that one. And the other song was called All in White by The Vaccines, and The Vaccines are one of my favorite bands, and All in White is something that I would probably never do because I just like whenever I wear white for some, I just always have ketchup with me for some reason that just like matches.
Yikes. Yeah.
So I feel like I'm terrified to wear white because I'll just definitely spill.
Yeah.
I didn't, yeah, that's the only place I was going with that.
No, I love that.
Ketchup. So, yeah.
Cool.
Do you
yeah. That Frank, that exact same Frank Ocean song was also on my playlist. Ha. So now it's not.
It.
And you can listen to something else instead.
Oh, sorry. You want to play some tunes?
Sure.
Great. Here you go.
Thank you.
You woke up. 5 minutes and reread all the ones you sent to make sure that you meant them. You can kiss me just to miss me later. You can kiss me just so you feel better.
Still here.
Mm-hmm. What songs were the ones?
Yikes. The first song that we heard was by Toldslant, and that song was called Green Nail Polish. That's a band I really like, and green is a color that I also appreciate.
Ooh, nice.
Green Nail Polish. The other song we heard was by Waxahachie, and that was called Blue. Also a color I like. I think usually when people ask me what my favorite color is, wow, also those words really didn't come out of my mouth very gracefully. They sort of stumbled.
They got there.
I usually say either green or blue.
Oh, okay. Because last time I asked you, which was last week, you said like 10 different colors.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. So this is actually, maybe now is the time to talk about this.
Okay.
So I have a lot of trouble answering the question, what's your favorite color? Because like just saying blue is like very vague.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think there's a difference between like a favorite color or whatever that answer would be versus like colors that I'm like thinking about a lot right now or like keep noticing right now or like happened really striking recently.
Okay.
Like I like the question, what's the most recent color that surprised you?
Oh.
As something for people to think about.
I like that.
What's the most recent color that surprised you? You can also ponder.
I'm
going
to ponder for a minute and come back to you.
Okay.
Wow.
But yeah, I think when you asked me that last week, probably that was more of like things that have been on my mind include mustard yellow.
Yeah. Wow. Is that the one that most surprised you recently?
No. Yesterday, I was very surprised by the sunlight on some rice I was eating. Also,
that is so beautiful. I'm so
kind. They're like these greenish, turquoise-ish plastic like window boxes, like ledge boxes down on the courtyard downstairs by the Mab Lab that have these like funky red and green plants in them. And I was really like struck by that the other day as well on Sunday, I think. The sky in general has been great. Recently, I was wearing a sweater yesterday that had mustard yellow on it, and I was like, I'm wearing the color.
Wow.
Which was fun.
That's incredible. I feel like I don't notice colors as much, maybe as I should. I should stop and pause for a minute.
I don't know if it's a should thing.
I think there shouldn't be should statement. Oh, gosh.
Yikes.
Oh.
Here we are.
Oh, no.
Here we are saying stuff.
I should just stop saying the things. I think I wish I did more often.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Great. Do you want to play some songs?
Yeah.
Yay.
Sure. All right, here we go. welcome to the Clog Dance. If you just tuned in, oh gosh.
It's 7:30.
We never introduce ourselves.
Oh.
Who are you?
I'm Nina.
I'm Emma.
It's 7:30.
Okay, we heard some songs there. The first one was called The Golden Road, and then in parentheses, To Unlimited Devotion, and that's by The Grateful Dead. Mm. And that has the word gold in it.
Nice.
Which is a color that I think I like, but I like silver better.
Oh.
Yeah, if we're going into that. Yeah, I only really wear silver jewelry.
Yeah, that's true.
Usually, silver colored. Gold's fine too, though.
Yeah. Would you mix silver and gold on your face?
I haven't, but I think I'm like more partial to silver, but I like the way gold looks too. I just haven't done it yet. So
I know that's one of those things that sometimes people are like, you can't mix those.
But
I'm like, why?
Yeah, you can. I just haven't yet.
That's fair. I was curious.
Yeah. And then the other song we heard was called Sunset Lover by Petit Biscuit. And
what? Who is it by?
Petit Biscuit.
I love that. Oh, that's excellent.
I think I played it on our picnic theme, possibly.
Yeah, I was going to say I've heard it before. Wait, also that's funny. I'll bring a Petit Biscuit on.
We talked about how we get to watch the sunrise together. I don't often get to watch the sunset because it's like above a building and I'm not taller than the buildings
That's true.
But I really like the idea of sunset, but it also makes me a little sad. Mm. But then you get to see the moon like pretty soon after that, which makes me happy.
Yeah, that was really cute. sunrises and sunsets are so great.
It's just wild that the cycle of the sun and the moon changes the way it does.
Amazing. Yeah.
So, do you want to play some tunes?
I do. Yeah, I'm still feeling really thrown by... Oh. Sorry, just some background is that Emma and I were talking about upcoming themes, and we know we had the idea of the surprise one that we said out loud while this was on air. I don't remember if we said the other ones out loud, mostly because I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, we both just like totally...
There's like a void in my mind when I try to remember our other idea.
It's like that like device in like Men in Black comes in and like just you lose your memory.
There's just nothing. I have nothing.
So if anyone remembers what we said after that theme, please
I don't know if we said it
in.
Even on this. Like I think we maybe said,
just said it
while
off
a song was playing, in which case it's maybe gone
forever.
If we did...
It was a good one. It was a sweet, sweet theme.
I really don't... the amount that I don't remember is really like 100%.
It's early in the morning.
Yeah, like not
that
early.
But honestly, it probably wasn't all that great if we can't remember it now, so. Anyway,
let's play some
songs. Time for a tune. Here you go.
Time for a tune. Tune time.
On the wall. by. I ain't never been wrong. I ain't never been right. Day is day, night is night. Gray skies are gray skies. Gray skies are gray skies. Do you remember us walking in the fog? Watching as everything fell, you said how predictable, the unpredictable. I laughed and we started to cry. How does that happen? I don't know. Then we started to cry. I ain't never been wrong. I ain't never been right. Day is day and night is night. Gray skies are gray skies. Gray skies are gray skies. Gray skies are gray skies.
Hi.
I'm so sorry. Emma was like, let's do an intro together. Let's both say hi. And I dropped the ball.
Yikes. It's okay. Maybe one day I'll forgive you.
I'm just really preoccupied by this void that has appeared in my memory.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we did say it on air and like we can go we back can to the go archive back and find it.
Maybe it someone's listening. I don't think it was even that great of an idea, probably. It's just now the fact that I can't remember it. On principle, I would like to.
Yeah. Well, we can do a theme about how sad we are that we forgot our theme.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was sad. That's okay. What songs did we hear?
The first song we heard was called Red Light Bulb, and that was by Madeline, and it was off the album Black Velvet.
Two colors,
woo. Red and also black.
Two good ones.
Yeah, thank you. And then the second song we heard was by Shira called Gray Skies, tying back once again for the 25th time to the thing we said about how skies have good colors and we've been appreciating seeing them.
Interesting that you think of the sky color of gray as a good one. I do too. Ooh, but I think that
all sky colors are good.
I really
colors.
like the misty, mm-hmm, sort of spooky element of it, and it sort of, mm-hmm, just feels peaceful. Like if you got a cup of tea, yeah, when you're in the gray sky.
That type of gray sky where it's so flat that it gets kind of bizarre.
Ooh,
that's one
nice.
That I think is good too. Yes. Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of sunrises too recently. Not like, and that's just not a very useful thing to say because like a lot of people see a lot of sunrises.
But that's good that you have like a lot of colors that you've seen recently.
Yeah, I've been enjoying seeing them really a lot. Also, it's not like it's that out of the ordinary, but I have seen many sunsets. I've seen the sunrises. Wow, yikes. I've seen, I think, maybe the last five.
Whoa.
Maybe more than that. Anyway, I've been appreciating those.
I feel like I never notice them on Tuesday mornings all that much unless you point them out, because I'm like so busy like talking to you and catching up that I just am not paying attention to the sky at all.
There it is. What was that theme? Gosh darn.
Oh my gosh. I think it's time to let it
yeah,
go.
Do you want to play some music?
Do you want
to try to breathe? Oh, I do also want to
write a PSA.
Okay. Sorry. No. I would like to do this. This is a numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week. More than 10 drinks a day. Wow. Those are some numbers to think about. I'm going to be thinking about them. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, huh. Anyway, saw that number surprised me. I was like, let's think about those.
Hmm.
Also, the thing has some nice pink on the piece of paper that I was reading. So that's
okay,
a color
nice.
That I appreciated.
Great.
Have you thought any further about the color most recently that surprised you / you appreciated?
I think that I might say one that maybe a lot of people notice during this time of year, but I love fall here so, so much.
Yeah.
And I usually really hate the color orange. But the other day, I saw, when I was on my way to walk dogs, I saw this, like, grouping of leaves on the ground that was orange. And I just thought it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. It was so nice. And I was so surprised that I could find orange beautiful. Like, because it's just, like, when people wear, like, clothes that are orange, I'm just like, bright.
Like, why are you doing that?
But not that if everyone loves orange, that's okay, too.
No.
It's not. But I saw it, and it was really nice. And they also, like, I stared at them when they were on the ground, and they looked, like, sort of orange individually. But then when you looked at them all together, they looked kind of pink and orange. And I was just like, ooh, really cool.
Emma.
A little optical illusion.
Good one. I like that answer.
Yeah. So everyone go out and notice the fall leaves anyway, but notice those orange ones and give them a little love, because I usually hate on them a little too much.
Yeah.
Great. I can play a little
tune.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone. Oh, that nice. Was nice. We didn't even see when we don't plan it, it works out.
The universe, yeah, everything's fine.
That's, I feel like, how I should think about life also. Don't plan things as much. Go with the flow. Anyway.
What songs?
The first song we heard was Brown Eyed Girl mm-hmm. by Van Morrison. And I like that song a lot. It just feels like really like dancey. I'm like pointing my fingers up in the air right now. That's how I dance.
What color eyes do you have?
I have hazel eyes.
I shouldn't have known that. I'm sorry. Ooh, maybe I play that Kelly Clarkson song after this. Anyway, continue.
And when I cry, they turn green. Fun fact what? About me.
That yeah. is a fun fact.
I don't know if you've ever seen me cry, but they like glow a little have. Bit. Everyone Actually, usually the I next have. Thing that people say is, am I going to make you cry now? And then I always regret saying.
That's super bizarre.
That it happens.
Also
but,
funny.
Sometimes I cry like out of good, like you can make me cry out of happy things. So.
Okay.
And then the next song we heard was called Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix. And I like the idea of just having like purple mist surrounding you all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's ever happened to me before. But maybe this guy will do that one day. I feel like a purple kind of similar thing is when the sky is mauve a color.
Oh, yeah, it is a color.
I like that color of the sky. Mm. A little bit like a little bit purpley, a little bit gray and pink, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to play a tune?
I do.
Great.
Blue smoke climbing up the mountain, blue smoke winding round the bend. Blue smoke is the name of the heartbreak train that I am riding in. I left a note, I wrote, I'm leaving, and I won't be coming back. Blue smoke rolling, 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 rolling down the track. Clickety, 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 clack, just stay on track and never look back. Choo, 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 woo, 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 blue smoke is coming through. Oh, I know I'm gonna miss you, but I hope it ain't for long. And I wonder if you're even gonna notice that I'm gone. Oh, it hurts to know you cheated, and it hurts to know you lied. But it hurts me even worse to know you never even tried. I packed my suitcase full of heartaches, heading for the train depot. And I bought a one-way ticket on the train to call Blue Smoke. I left the station straight. Blue smoke winding round the bend. Blue smoke is the name of the heartbreak train that I am riding in. I left a note, I wrote, I'm leaving, and I won't be coming back. Blue smoke rolling, 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 rolling.
Track.
Yay, we got it. Nice.
High five. That was a high five.
We heard a cool tune. Cool tune.
We heard the song Blue Smoke by Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah, Dolly.
Off her album Blue Smoke, which is from very recently, and I think that's a really funny song. I like it. It's really catchy, and it's very, like catchy in a fun way that I feel like it's more recent Dolly Parton.
Nice.
Anyway, that song's fun. I like when the guy comes in at the end who has the really low voice, and he's like, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I'm gonna stop. You should say something, please.
So this is starting to wrap up our time with our theme colors. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
And you're listening to The Clog Dance on WMFO in Medford. It's 7:55 a.m.
Yes.
Do we have any last thoughts about colors?
I just really appreciate them. Yeah. I really appreciate them.
They're really good.
I think I've said the word appreciate 72 times in this past hour, so that's a number to think about.
We love those numbers.
We do. But yeah, colors are great.
Yeah. So we've got one last tune for you all. This one is called Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree by Tony Orlando and the Dawn. I don't know why it says The Dawn. I thought it was just Dawn. But I guess it's The Dawn in here. And this is a song that my dad and I like together. And he's listening today. So is my mom. But yeah, so I guess I'll play this one for him.
Yay.
Great. Here we go. Bye, everyone.
I'm coming home, I've done my time. Now I've got to know what is and isn't mine. If you receive my letter telling you I'd soon be free, then you'll know just what to do. If you still want me, if you still want me, we'll tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. It's been 3 long years. Do you still want me? If I don't see a ribbon around the old oak tree, I'll stay on the bus, forget about us, put the blame on. Driver, please look for me, 'cause I couldn't bear to see what I might see. I'm really still in prison, and my love, she holds the key. A simple yellow ribbon's what I need to set me free. I wrote and told her, and I can't believe I see 100 yellow ribbons around the old tree. I'm coming home. Thank you.
morning drone. For creeping out, you pass the bar, you find a second home that leaves you on your own. Nights I'd often watch you